Copeland. Weeknights 8 to 10 only on Mile High Sports.
Man turns animal for the erotic pleasures of women, 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 women.
No.
Fulanito style. Come on. Right.
What?
Ah. Oh. See what I do? See what I do? I say things, and all of a sudden, all computers and everything go.
Yeah, I think I heard an expletive come from the producer's room while we were in the break. So happened earlier. I think it happened. It's okay. So we've been talking a little mascot stuff just because it's fun, and the Rockies are playing in San Diego in the top of the third. It's still 0-0. In the sports world, there's not a whole lot going on. Although Will Parks, he's had a very, very, very bad week.
He's
under suspicion of domestic abuse.
Well, you know, to be fair, I prefer my athletes, if they're going to be involved in domestic disputes, I'm more comfortable with them doing verbal domestics rather than physical.
Yeah, well, I mean, none of it's good. None of it's right. You can't make threats like that. We can't make threats to, you know, fly in your cousin Vinny to break her legs. I mean, that's not really cool. So what's funny is the police detective was actually at the woman's house when apparently Park's friend called and left a message saying, "Hey, man, it's cool. He was just trying to scare you. He wasn't actually going to do anything. Don't worry about it." The detective is standing right there listening to it. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'd be surprised if the Broncos did anything right now. They're going to let the thing run its course. But it's been a bad week for the youngster.
Here's the problem. He is a very good safety.
Sure, yes.
And we can talk about this a little more, because here's what's juicy.
Here's what's juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
You're doing this. I have no idea what's happening.
Okay.
You can't just be like, here's what's juicy in the middle of a conversation. I mean, like, we were talking about something. You're like, yeah, whatever. Here's what's juicy. Not say anything.
You throw me off. I had something.
Are you sure? Are you sure you had something? Because it feels like you didn't. You were like, I don't want to talk about Broncos anymore. Here's what's juicy.
No,
nothing.
Silence. It's the sound of silence.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Maybe. All right. So what I was going to say so eloquently about Will Parks before I was mortally...
Hello, sports fans.
Dude, seriously, this is a squirrel moment.
No.
Are we going back to Will Parks now?
I was wanting to be on Will Parks the whole time. He is considered, they consider Will Parks, they being the Broncos.
Wait, is this this what's juicy? I'm confused.
Here's what's juicy.
Okay.
Presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Perfect. Now what's juicy?
Here's the problem that the Broncos face with Will Parks.
Okay.
Here's what's juicy. Presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Yes.
Will Parks is a player.
Here's what's juicy. Presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
It's too easy, man. It's just too easy. So Will Parks is a great safety.
Great. They say he could be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
Here's what's juicy. Presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
You're killing him, Alex. You're killing him.
I can't do this anymore.
It is hard. It is hard for the Broncos to let go of a very, very talented player under circumstances like this. I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Let me translate. Let me translate this for you. And seeing as how Will Parks has been charged, but nothing has happened, they're going to let the lawyers talk about it.
They're investigating. He hasn't been charged.
Okay, they're investigating. So we'll see. Because he's so talented, it's going to be very difficult for the Broncos to do anything.
Especially with T.J. Ward, who's in a contract year, and he's getting older, he wants to come back, and he would be good, but they have a replacement. So this is the Broncos face a conundrum.
A conundrum. Yes. You lost your stuff there for a minute.
Whew.
And that has been Here's What's Juicy. Brought to you by...
Here's What's Juicy, presented by Juicy Burger in Thornton.
Oh, we're going to have to charge those guys extra, I think, just for that. That's fantastic. I did not want to spend a lot of time on that. I just wanted to kind of say, you know, that there's some sports things that have been going on. That's really the one Bronco item that's been around. Just Will Parks has had a very bad week. The Rockies just took the lead in the third inning. And yesterday's game in the NBA was fantastic, and I could not have been happier. All right, I think I've got all sported out now.
Oh, great, because I have some more sports for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I always, you know, do my homework.
Okay.
Looking at interesting stuff and trying to find out. And
well, you did know, actually, there was one other thing. Did you know that the Olympic Committee is considering putting 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics, in the next Olympics, or in the upcoming Olympics?
It would only be okay if, like, every country could have 3 teams.
Why?
Or 2 teams.
Why don't you just have 1 team of 3 people?
Well, which three players are you going to put from the United States on the team?
You know who's playing in that league right now?
Chauncey Billups.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Chris Jackson. He's playing in that league right now.
I feel like he's been Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf for a long time. We don't have to say Chris Jackson.
I know. That's fair. That is fair. But so Mahmoud is playing, and I actually saw a video of him. Dude, he crossed a guy over, broke his ankles. I mean, just.
I might take Mahmoud now on the Nuggets.
No, me too. Guy could shoot. Might be one of the best shooters we've ever had as a Nuggets.
Well, here's the problem. And it's not a problem, but here's when you think about the greatest shooters all time for the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
All right, they've had Dale Ellis, all-time three-point guy.
Yeah. He had a cup of coffee here.
They had Alex English.
Alex English,
might
absolutely
be one of the sweetest strokes ever.
Deadly assassin.
You had
Mike Evans.
Who, you know, season leader for three-point shots.
He held the league record in a game for three-pointers until more recently.
And all of those guys did not shoot it as well as Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
No.
When Mahmoud shot it, it just looked like the basket was bigger or the basketball was smaller, something like that.
He was, you know who he was? He was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. He was Steph Curry 25 years ago. He was an amazing player. And for those of you who are more recent to the Nuggets, if you have not had a chance to witness Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, go to YouTube and check some of his highlights because it's amazing. He was deadly.
When he went for 50 against Utah in a playoff game?
Yeah. Smooth, too. I mean, just he could create his own shot. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't necessarily have to do the pick and roll. He could just create his own shot.
It's amazing to think that him and Shaq were on the same college team and they couldn't win anything.
Right? That's insane. I mean, LSU was so stacked at the time. So, I mean, I would be happy just to have 3 really good players. And don't make them professional players.
That might be okay. So, anyway, it's funny that you mentioned the Olympics.
Okay.
Because I was actually looking for, and I saw a bunch of things that were in the Olympics that are no longer in the Olympics.
Okay.
Some of them should still be in. Like, for instance, live pigeon shooting.
I'm going to guess that goes back a couple hundred or about 100 years.
Yeah, that was in the Paris Games in 1900.
Okay.
Winner was a Belgian who gunned down 21 birds to take the title.
That's like skeet shooting, but with real birds.
Yes.
So.
That's just shooting.
It's just hunting.
Number 2, and this was also in the 1900. Like, they had all sorts of weird games in the Paris Olympics.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Swimming obstacle course.
Dude, I would watch that.
I might watch that too, but you have to. It's 200-meter obstacle swimming race. They had to climb over a pole and row of boats before swimming under another row of vessels. An Australian won it.
I would watch that. I would watch that now.
You know what I would watch now? Tug of War.
They did that on the. Remember the old the Battle of the Celebrity All Stars? They used to do the tug of war at the end of every show on the beach. And after a while, I'm like, eh.
But here's why I was kind of against it, because you think it's like, okay, we're going to be here for hours. It's 5 minutes, and the teams had 5 minutes to pull their opponents 6 feet over the line. If nothing happened, just the person who, you know, won. So it's after 5 minutes. So it's only a 5-minute match, which helps.
Okay. All right.
The Milwaukee Athletic Club, which was the U.S. team, won the gold, which, when you think about it, they were
a lot of beer drinking.
Probably, yeah. Also, this was in 1900. Long jump for horses.
Okay. I'd probably watch that. Although I do like watching the equestrian events during the Olympics. I actually will watch those a lot because those are fantastic.
Well, here's the incredible thing. So in the 1900 games, Belgium won with a 6.10 meter leap.
Okay, I don't that means nothing to me.
Okay, well let me see if I can sort of put it in perspective. Mike Powell from the United States, when he broke the world record, was 8.95 meters.
He jumped farther than a horse.
2 meters farther. That's farther. That's bigger than you.
I don't know.
Did you not like the long jump for horses? How about high jump for horses?
In my head, I don't. You know, you say things like 8.9 meters, and I go, I don't know. Like, I have nothing to compare. Is that like the length of a car?
No, 8.9 meters is basically like 29 feet.
Okay, all right. See, now that I get. That's a long jump. I'm surprised the guy out jumped a horse.
I'm surprised the horse only went 6 point. That's only like 18 feet. Less than 20.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. They're not really made for jumping long distances.
Well, they also had high jump for horses in the same one.
Okay, that picture's funny. There's a picture of a horse jumping over a pole.
1.85 meters into the air over a horizontal pole.
That is awesome. I guess they really wanted to see how athletic their horses were in 1900.
Well, they weren't doing cars, that's for sure.
Well, they could have.
Very, very old, bad cars.
Sure, with a little twisty wind-up thing in the front would have been awesome.
Finish him!
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.